Thank you, Doug, for that wonderful prayer. We are going to open our time of prayer by going back to the reason why we call this Palm Sunday, and the video had a little bit of the text, but we're going to share a little more lengthy portion. So we always tie things back to God's Word. That's where we need to be. So I'm going to be reading from Luke chapter 19, verses 28 through 40. And it is his account of this day that causes us to set aside oftentimes a day of praise. So Luke tells this, after telling this story, Jesus went on toward Jerusalem, walking ahead of his disciples. As he came to the town of Bethphage and Bethany on the Mount of Olives, he sent two disciples ahead. Go into that village over there, he told them. As you enter it, you will see a young donkey tied there that no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks, why are you untying that colt, just say, the Lord needs it. So they went and found the colt, just as Jesus had said. And sure enough, as they were untying it, the owners asked them, why are you untying that colt? And the disciples simply replied, the Lord needs it. So they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their garments over it for him to ride on. As he rode along, the crowd spread out their garments on the road ahead of him. When he reached the place where the road started down the Mount of Olives, all of his followers began to shout and sing as they walked along, praising God for all the wonderful miracles they had seen. Blessings on the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in highest heaven. But some of the Pharisees among the crowd said, Teacher, rebuke your followers for saying things like that. He replied, If they keep quiet, the stones along the road would burst into cheers. Not much from me this morning, just a kind of a introduction into our time of praise. We don't want to be in the position where the stones have to cry out, and that's why we make room for us to cry out and sing praises, tell praises, share praises in a couple of different ways. So there are stories we can tell of God's goodness to us, but I also have a bowl of scripture references. Because praise at its core is telling the truth about who Jesus is. And Jesus said, as he prayed to the Father in John 17, your word is truth. So I have between 30 and 32 scripture passages. I counted them three times, and I got a different amount each time, so I don't know how. I should have numbered them in my before I printed them out and stuff. But and so in between stories you share, what I'd like for you to do is grab one of those and read. Some are Old Testament prophecies of who Jesus would be. Some are New Testament about who he was when he was there and who he is still now for us. And interspersed with that, the stories of his goodness in your own life. And that's where we're going to pray. We don't want the rocks to have to cry out. And I actually, Pastor Doug reminded me this morning that we have other options. And I brought my phone in case some of you who are watching outside and can't be among us can call in. And Chris, we're going to try to hold the microphone to the phone and see how that works if somebody calls in to do that. We have a number of people that watch online regularly because they're not able to be there here. And then we have who knows who else might be tuning in just to see who we are. So here's what I'm asking you to do. If you are able, whatever praise you're going to share or scripture, come up so they can see you and so they can hear you. For those of you who can't come up and want a praise to share, I'll bring the microphone to you so they won't see you. We're not going to have Chris try to find us all. We don't have a multicam set up yet, but we want to hear those praises. I mean, if we don't share and hear all of them, then they're not really doing for us what he intends, which is, by the way, draw closer. So I just have to say, I had to have a time of confession this morning while we were singing. I realized I'm singing, and I'm just being a human being. John Price in charge of things today and thinking of all the things that need to go on, and there are some extenuating circumstances in Diana and I's life. and I found I was here in the flesh and I wasn't much in the spirit. And so I confessed that, and the songs spoke in a special way. And the reason I share that is, first of all, you need to know that I'm human just like everyone else. And you may need to do that. If I have to do that and I'm immersed in this all the time, certainly there are times you need to do that. And don't hesitate. And maybe this avenue of praise will be an answer, as that song reminded us, we need to praise in the valley. When my heart's not in it, I still need to do it. And he will bless. So, who'd like to come up and start, read, or share a praise? I got my phone, it's on buzz, so I'll know when it happens. But. And Chris will be on the batteries in case we run out. Turn around and read that.
When Jesus spoke again to the people, he says, "I'm the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life." John 8:12.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. He's the light. We don't have to be in the darkness. We praise him because of that.
Can't keep me quiet.
I know.
I love to share.
That was Lori Gettler. Say your name too, because some people
Vicki Banks. And because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And I just have to share, this is a real quick story. When I was younger, I went home with a friend during this time. It was either Palms, I don't think it would have been on Easter, but it was during this time of year. And we were sitting in the back of the station wagon, which you used to be able to do. They had a backward seat. And we were looking at clouds. I love clouds. And all of a sudden, we saw what looked like a tomb with a stone rolled off to the side. You could see like an opening and a person there. And we're like, it's real. I mean, we knew, you know, but we'd heard the stories, but we saw it for real. I mean, God put it there. And I can't remember things maybe I did a couple days ago, but I can remember that. And that has stuck with me, that God came to save us and died on the cross for us. And I just praise him today, and I love him. And I hope you know him today. I hope he's in your heart.
Amen. Thank you. Keep that, yes.
Oh, man, can I have my reading glasses? Getting old, and I forgot about that.
Yeah, bring your reading glasses when you come if you need those. I have trifocals now, so they're a blessing, I got to tell you.
I'm Karen Fornelius, by the way. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. Romans 12:4-5. I had shared with Pastor John and Diana about... I don't know, maybe 3 weeks ago, I wanted to come over to their house and sit down for a few minutes and talk with them and just share some family concerns that I had that were on my heart. And they let me do that for like 2 hours. I rambled on. But they supported me in prayer, and I had answers to those prayers in little steps, then bigger steps, then bigger steps. And my daughter, Emily, grew up in this church, and many of you know her. But she has been working so hard as a single mom. And she worked really hard to get her grades up in college and retook classes to improve her grade point. She got approved to take a test to see if she could get into nursing school. She passed the test. Then she had to wait to see if she could actually get accepted into the next program starting in the fall, and she got a message that she did get accepted. And so she will begin the nursing program in the fall at Mott. So that was one answer to prayer. And another one was for my grandson, Jace, and he has been just a sweet kid, but there's some connections there in his brain that just, you know, aren't forming the same. And so he's all over the place. Many of you have children with ADHD or ADD and understand this, but we were trying to do everything we could before we put him on a medicine that is a stimulant, and nothing was working really well. So they finally gave approval and got him on a medicine, and it has been like night and day. It's like, that's the little boy I know and love, and it's been so good for him. And we all have people that we're close to that we go to, and it might not be Pastor John and Diana, it might be somebody else in the congregation, it might be a friend at work, I don't know who you have for your confidence or your prayer partners or who it is, but don't forget that we support one another and we lift one another up in prayer and we share when the prayers come.
Thank you, Karen. God gives us through Christ this family that verse reminded us, in a unity together so we can share those kinds of things in prayer burdens.
Just kidding. I'm not going to read. Oh, my name is Mark Fernelius. I can't even say my last name. Most of you know that last year I had some physical problems. I had, on my birthday, 61st birthday, I had a stroke. And thankfully it was a, praise the Lord, it was a mild stroke. And in the next 9 days, I had 8 more strokes. And I don't know what caused them. I've got an idea. They say it was blood pressure. I was in the hospital for 7 days. And I just want to give God praise and thanks for his people praying for me. It was scary. Thankfully, I did not lose any function mentally. Well, I don't have far to go with that. but thankfully, I didn't have any facial drooping, and that was the first thing I looked at because I knew I was having a stroke. All my family was over, and Emily did some tests, our daughter Emily did, and I didn't have any weakness, but my whole right side went numb and tingly, and I'm looking in the mirror, and I'm smiling at myself in the mirror, and there was no problem with that, but I had EKGs, EEGs, scans. I keep them in my phone so I can remember how many I had, but it's reminded me that I need to pray for you all, and I try to do that every day. And pastor says he reads through the Bible every year. I'm doing that, but I'm listening to it on my way to work. Every morning I leave very early for work, like 45 minutes earlier than I need to, and I sit in my car and I pray for my family. I pray for our pastors. I pray for so many of you that are going through so many problems and physical problems, and I hear about more and more that I did not know about. And I continue to do that. And unlike you all, you probably are there every day. You're reading the Word and you're praying. Is that wrong? We all struggle with it. We all struggle with it. And over the years, I've just been up and down and up and down. And I praise God that he's given me the strength to keep going in that and to pray for you. And if you have anything that you want me to pray for, I'll put it in my, I've got it in my phone, and I get my phone out, and it's a reminder of praying for people because I needed that prayer during that time. And I praise God and thank him for all of you for your prayers.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to teach you something. I'll give you an option. We had a prayer, pastor's prayer day. I think it was a week ago, Tuesday. You know how time is. But when we were sharing some personal praises around the circle of pastors in our conference, Superintendent Joanna, who is also a pastor at the Lansing Central Church, said that Superintendent Dolores has this phrase when instead of saying praise the Lord or hallelujah, she says, look at God. So I just want to offer that to you, and that's what we did around that circle, is hear praise and say, look at God. That's what's going on. Anybody else with a scripture or a combination of, all right, we get to get introduced to this gentleman right in front of.
I'm Mark Grulish. So God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. And something I was thinking of the praise, I guess it would be a little, I don't know if the right word's meta of it, is like to be able to praise when we have the opportunity to praise God. And, you know, it's like that's, I guess say that's a praise in itself when we can, you know, that we're given the opportunity to worship him and to praise him, you know, while we can, that we take that and, you know, we don't take it for granted.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Thank you. Jesus didn't come to condemn, but to save. So we'll just put him on the spot. Hannah and Mark are together, if you didn't know that. So blush and, you know, all that kind of stuff. You're probably beyond that. I don't know.
My dad was a walk-in or his strength failing, and my mom took him to the doctors. And Dr. Todd told my mom that he was over-medicated and they had to take 4 medications away. And the nurse finally got him up and he's walking again. He's not sleeping a lot, and it was over the medication that he was on.
Ah, look at God. If I need to come to you, raise your hand. I'll be happy to bring up the bowl. Or if you don't want to read scripture, we'll let Pastor Doug have dibs first. Do you want the bowl, Christopher, or do you want just a praise when you come? Okay, I'll bring that to you after Pastor Doug shares.
Then I heard something like the voice of a great multitude and like the sound of many waters and like the sound of mighty peals of thunder saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns. Amen.
Amen.
As I responded in at home to what pastors had to prepare for today, I thought, I've got 50 years of walking with God. Which one of the many that I'm thinking of is the one that I need to share? And then I realized, and it's already been shared already, but I want to share from my side of my story. I was raised an atheist. Agnostic, maybe. But atheist for sure. I grew up as far away from the church as you could get, although I can remember 2 times I went to a racing track for a Sunday service. I don't know why we were there. I didn't hear the guy speak because the mics didn't work and I have no idea what was going on, little kid. The second time, for whatever reason, my mother, single mom, took me to church. I mean, we got up one Sunday, she said, get dressed, we're going to church. We never done that before. What was that? And we didn't go back. I mean, we just went I have no idea. I have no clue. So Christianity, God, that kind of stuff was really far from me. And I excelled in academics because I couldn't excel in anything else. And that got me into a very large university. And I'm in this university and I'm studying like crazy because it's the only thing I know how to do. I don't know anything else. I don't have any relationships. I had 4 high schools my last 3 years of high school. I had no friends, nothing. I'm on my own and I don't know anything. And I graduate and I get a job teaching high school biology. Yuck. Found out I liked teaching, but found out I didn't like teaching them. So when my former advisor said, hey, come back to college and we'll pay your way, didn't have to twist my arm. I was there in a flash. And God made it possible through a small loan from my father-in-law to purchase a home up near the university. And across the street, there were these really weird people. They would come out the back of their house. We could see their house this way, and the people would drive in, and they'd all go through the house and come out the back. And people after people, all the days. And they would lift their hands and sing praise worship songs. I recognized what it was, but it was just so very, very odd. Long story short, they loved me to my spiritual death and rebirth. So I give thanks to a God that cares enough to pull an atheist out of nowhere into his family. And he used people to draw it to that point, so that though I prayed alone in my home, it wasn't because there wasn't a cloud of witnesses around me. And so I want to give praise to the God who still saves people, even like me. And to him belongs the glory for all of that, forever and ever. And because I'm reaching that kind of age, I figure I'm closer to heaven than many of you. I'll say hi to him for you when I get there.
Amen. Thank you. Because Jesus reigns, don't give up on the people you pray for and the people who say they're your enemy. He can rescue anyone, and he loves everyone intensely, intensely, more than you've ever been loved or that you've ever loved. Who are you and what do you want? No.
My name is Christopher Bridgman. I have a little story that I have to tell you. Jesus sets out challenges for all of us.
Go ahead and look at everybody else, not me.
And granted, these challenges can be deceiving to God. Let's talk about death. A lot of people can push God away due to death. Family members, friends, they'll blame him. But in life, there will always be death. Am I right? So there's always a reason for someone to pass away, and that is to bring in other people into your life to set a path that wasn't there before. So what I want to say is, in death, don't deceive God. Praise him even more, because there is a brighter future for you than you realize. And that's all I would like to say.
Amen. Thank you, Christopher. Praise the Lord. You might consider a career change, young man. Oh, okay. Pastor Doug has another microphone for people who can't make it up here. Hey, neighbor.
My name is James Bridgman, and kind of to add to what my son was saying, there for a stretch, it was very rough, very tough. I just lost my mom. Yeah, she just moved to North Carolina just not too long ago, and she passed away while my wife was battling cancer. Well, while my wife was battling cancer, I ended up losing my job too. About a year later, I lost my wife. All this while taking care of my dad, who had dementia. But not one time did my faith ever leave me, because that guided me through all that tough time. And as I stand here today, after everything, I have so many blessings that I am so thankful for. I have a beautiful family. I still have my love for my family up there. And I have the love of this church, which I've been to many churches, but I never felt the presence of God so deep as I have here. I mean, he's answered so many things in just the short time that when we moved here, my son prayed that he'd find a job. That Sunday, Tuesday, he was hired. God works in mysterious ways. We just got to keep that faith. I just love Jesus so much. I'm so thankful for everything that he's done.
Yeah. Thanks, man. You got more scriptures? You have stories? Don't not praise the Lord. That's the only thing. Don't not do it. Doesn't have to be long.
Therefore, my friends.
Who are you?
I'm Hannah Hawcroft. Therefore, my friends, I want you to know that through Jesus, the forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you. Through him, everyone who believes is set free from every sin, a justification you were not able to obtain under the laws of Moses. Acts 13:38-39. Amen. I just want to praise for all you guys, for all the community, all the friends that God has given me throughout. I'm only 24, but I've just met so many people throughout my life, and it's interesting to see how God works through each of us, or how he brings us together when we need each other. Mark shared earlier about the ups and downs of Bible reading habits, and I've definitely had that. One of the things that I've started to do is try to read the verse of the day in the Bible app and at least make it a point to open it. And I've been like kind of looking back at it 2-3 times a day, like, did I read it today? I don't remember what it was. Let me look at it again. And that actually started with my boyfriend Mark, who shared earlier, and we talked about like putting it on our lock screen. And the one that I have on my screen, I didn't change it after the first one. But it was about the fear of the Lord and the steadiness of the Lord and the safety in him. So I'm just grateful to have that in the relationships. So thanks.
Amen. Thank you. So I'll plug our small group efforts in this series, Better Together. We're offering and trying to build our community out from just the time we're here on Sundays. This is an important time. I mean, as Tony said, as she led us in singing, sometimes it's like if I can only get to Sunday, but he intends more. This whole series has been about that, and there's a couple of ways you can sign up if you're interested in exploring meeting in another context between Sundays. I guess that's the way I'd put it. There's a sign-up list. It's just a generic sign-up list up on the info booth, but there are also these cards that offer many options of how you might want to meet. A Zoom group that could be an hour or so group, a Zoom touch, a text. It's just different ways. We want to offer them to you, and so I just want to, and what I've put together also is an electronic version of this. You go right to our homepage, and there's a button about small groups. You click on it, and there's a form that you can fill out that mirrors the way this is made out. So you could just submit it to me. I've got a number of them that have been handed in this morning, and then we'll follow up sometime after Easter as we try to figure out what God wants us to do, because the sense of community you're experiencing right now under the love of Christ need not be so absent in that middle part of the week when the world gets you down and your plans fall apart. And you didn't even hear Hannah's car stories from last week. She had a whole bunch of stuff going on. So anyway, I just wanted to put that in. You can stop up at the info booth on the way out. More scripture stories? Who would come? All right. And she brought her glasses.
Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, for he has delivered the soul of the needy one from the hand of evildoers. You guys saw me just pick that out of there. And my testimony is about music.
Wait a minute, did you introduce yourself?
I'm Karen. I'm the other Karen Fernelius, Dan's Karen. I've shared this testimony with people, but I'm not sure I've ever shared it with my church family. You know, I grew up learning music and have piano lessons since I was like 7, whatever. And I always enjoyed it, but I never had like the pull to do any concerts or anything like that. But when I started attending this church, there was so much opportunity for music, and I really got drawn into that. We had the TFCs in different avenues for music, and got really into that, and realized that that was my calling. That's why I learned music when I was young, was to be able to share it in a place of worship and with people that want to praise the Lord. And so I've done this for 30 some years, I don't even know. And I want to share that my youngest grandson is really into music. And he had his first piano lesson yesterday. So exciting. So, you know, we're bringing people up for that as well. So that's my testimony.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Karen.
Dee Bedell. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. John 10:9. Also in my devotions this morning, if you do the Bible app, you'll know that the verse of the day talked about the stones will cry out. And there was a little bit of a history thing about that, that there actually are stones that will play a musical note or some kind of a musical sound if they're hit just right. And so they believe that that's what Jesus was kind of referring to, was the fact that, you know, stones can make music and they will be doing the singing if we don't. So we definitely need to be making sure that we lift our voices and no matter what we do. I'm so thankful to be home to my church family. We've been gone just for a couple of months, but I missed you all. And Mark, if you will put this on your phone, if you will please continue praying for my husband. He's had some medical issues. I want to praise God that between hospital stays, he was able to bring us home, driving a huge rig. So I thank God for that. Traveling mercies, and I do ask you will continue praying for him. Thank you.
Amen. Thanks, Dee. It's great to see. So because of Zoom, we would often see Dee at prayer meeting on the screen, as well as Pastor Mike, who's not yet home with us. But it's good when people come home and they're in our midst. I love silence. I don't have any problem with it.
Okay, I'm going to follow instructions. Pastor will be glad of that. Therefore, I'm sorry, Bob Hawcroft, Hannah's dad. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, and the new is here. 2 Corinthians 5:17.
Amen.
I don't even really know where to start, and that's pretty unusual for me. I am amazed. Maybe you guys have heard the song about the tapestry and the weaver and when the loom is silent. I'm sitting here this morning absolutely pretty speechless, which is also quite unusual for me. I can fully identify with Mark and the ups and downs. I can identify with the young people and the Bible here and there. I can identify with Doug Jensen. 50 years, mine's probably 40. I was 12 years old. Not that I didn't do things that teenagers and college students do, but I went to a secular university, U of M Flint, and I now work as a custodian in a factory in a GM town. How cool is that, right? I tell people the best thing that came out of my college experience is my wife of almost 35 years. Mm-hmm. So, way to go, U of M. Go Blue. So, I look at all of those many things, and even about the rocks being silent, some of you have probably heard in springtime when some of the pine trees put out new candles, the tips of those candles are in the shape of a cross. I don't think that's coincidental. Some of the pine cone clusters on pine trees are in clusters of three. What do we know about the Trinity? That's pretty amazing. Some of my education was in photography and communication, visual communication. Did some professional photography for a while. did some wedding photography, things like that. One of the groomsmen at a wedding, it was a Catholic wedding mass, and he was one of the groom's brothers, was like music education up to here. I don't think he was a professional performer, but he taught at the collegiate level, and he taught music. And one of his favorite things to do was to go out west and pull off the side of a mountain where there's like a lookout spot and open the trunk or the hatchback or the back seat of his car and pull out his brass instruments and begin playing. And he said certain places you could go, if you did it right, you could play and the rocks would send back a musical round. And if you were talented enough, you could get three. So you're playing one and there's two additional repeats. And he said it was just so cool. I'd love to hear something like that. But so very, very true what God does. And he brings his faithfulness up through the nations. Our nation being founded on God. You know about my interest in Revolutionary War stuff. I have a patriot on mom's side and dad's side. How cool is that? They met in Fenton High School in the 1950s. What are the chances? And you just bring everything so far through that chance isn't even fair to say, because it's not chance. It's divine design. Doug, with all his education up to here in biology, it's in sciences. Is anyone familiar with the fact that the smallest scientific particle is no longer the atom? Hasn't been for a while. There's a few that are a lot smaller than that, which, you know, totally blows your mind. But what shape is that particle? Is it a little ball with lots of circles flying around it? Like a proton or a neutron or something like that? No, even that testifies to the centrality of God as God himself. But the shape of that particle is a cross. I'm done.
Oh, Carol, I'm sorry. You're short. I overlooked you.
Praise him for his mighty works. Praise him for his unequaled greatness.
That's Carol Bedell. I won't dog her, but I'll tell you who she is.
I want to praise God for his steadfast love. We've been learning that, and it's just so great.
Amen. Thank you, Carol. Hold it.
Like right up here.
So the people online can hear you. Pat's probably watching online.
I'm Victoria Collins. Praise, exalt, and honor the King of Heaven, for all his works are true and his ways just, and he is able to humble those who walk in pride. I am where you are. As far as coming to church, I don't think that I really wanted to be in the flesh. I wanted to really praise God this morning. And I just kept thanking God and thanking him for all that he has done. I just had one of those fleshy days yesterday, and I didn't mean it. It just happened because I think women are emotional, and we have different times and periods of where we're not the person that we really want to be, that kind of thing. But I just want to say God is so faithful. Amen. I've learned in all of my years, I mean, I could go on and on about the faithfulness of God, but he is so faithful, and I couldn't just sit back there and not praise him. He is faithful to me today because I know where to go. No matter how I feel or where I am, God is there. He's in here. And he loves me more than I can really fathom the great love that he has for each and every one of us. And he has a purpose and a plan for me today, and I'm just going to wait on him and be still and know that he is God, because he is. And I love him with all my heart, and I'm thankful for all that he does for me, for all of us. I love this church. I love to see the new people that come in and get to know them. A lot of these young people, their kids were babies. And now they're growing. Even their children's children were little babies. And I was just astonished at how tall and how big they're getting. But you know, God loves each and every one of us, and he's there for each and every one of us. It doesn't matter where we're at, and he'll help us do what he wants to draw us to him. He wants us to be just that steady eddy. And I think even though you feel like you're kind of this way, he rises you above the circumstances when you get your eyes on him and not on the circumstances. Praise him. Thank him.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Vicki. So we have an event. It starts at noon. It's a meal, and it's an Easter egg hunt. And just to let you know, we're at the bottom of the hour, and so we're going to still a little bit longer before we do that. I want Tony to get anxious about the time, but I want to leave room for praise, too. So if anybody's gathering in for the Easter egg hunt and the hot dog lunch, welcome, and we'll be with you in a minute. Or a few. So anyone else? Can you come up, Linda? Okay.
Good morning.
You don't have to. You can if you want.
Oh, good.
You don't have to, no.
I'm out of sorts today. I don't know why, but I didn't sleep well last night, and I wanted to come to church on Palm Sunday. And so once I got up and took care of my dog and everything, I was like out the door. And on the way here, the sun was shining so bright and everything, and it was just great. And my birthday's coming up. I'm going to be 37. Amen. Mark knows exactly what I'm talking about. Close to 37 years ago, I walked into the Linden Free Methodist Church, which was down there, and nobody was there. Nobody was there. But I was looking for Jesus, and I found him. Mm-hmm. I found him. And I just think, as I look out on all those people and hearing Vicki's, what Vicki was saying this morning about how she loves new people coming in. She was one of the first ones to come up to me. And I remember it like it was yesterday, her and Doug Jordan. And they were like, so glad to have you here. And I was brand new Christian. I'm like, yeah, good to be here, you know, and everything. But throughout the years, you have all been so good to me, okay? And I just want to say thank you. 37 years. And thank you very much. And thank God for all of you. Ben. There, I'm going to go to sleep now, Pastor.
I just got a text from Bobby Clemens that they're on their way home and asking for prayer through storms coming up from the south to get home. So we'll see them next Sunday as we pray them in safely. So from time to time we do this here. We set aside a time and open it up, and it's always interesting. It's always rewarding, at least for me, to hear the stories and what people are facing. But let's not wait. Let's share these things any old time. Sometimes they pop up in church, right, Vicki? Just right in the middle of my preaching, somebody pops up and shares a praise, because this, as you can tell, I know you feel it, even if you're in the midst of a struggle, it is really helpful to focus our eyes on Jesus who is unchanging, who won't run away from you. And as some of our scriptures have reminded us, all our sins can be taken away by him, and he doesn't even hold on to them. He doesn't remember them on purpose. He doesn't remember them, and we gain freedom. That freedom, if you don't enjoy that freedom today, there's a first time to enter into that relationship by asking Jesus, receiving the gift of salvation that he already provided that we're going to celebrate next Sunday in the resurrection. That's what the cross was about, to pay the penalty for sin. But then there's this constant need we have to go back and say, I appreciate that. She had a fleshy day yesterday. That's not unusual in the Christian kingdom. Sometimes that happens. It creeps up on you, you know, and so we need that. As I love to say, we leak out the spirit that is in us because we're imperfect. We need to keep coming back to the well, and he keeps filling us. And praise helps us to be honest about our imperfections and honest about our desire to follow him. So I'm going to ask you to stand. We're going to pray, and I'll just lead in a simple doxology, the old-fashioned one, and then we'll move into our egg hunt and the meal in the egg hunt. Lord, thank you. Just thank you for time, that you're not into programming. We have to plan, and you want us to do that, but your example of walking for 3 years with a group of guys who were all over the map as far as their experience, their understanding of morality, their being pulled by different voices and their own inner voice. And you calmly, consistently walked and taught, redirected. A few times you were quite pointed. Most of the time you were gentle and consistent. And we thank you that you represent yourself to us in the same way today. As we come to you, Lord, you do a miraculous thing to bring us into a saving relationship, but you do this continual miraculous thing of reminding and showing and giving us a model that's better than whatever we've followed in the past or whatever calls to us in the present. And we need you, Lord, and we want you, and we want to have a spirit of praise, especially in the times that don't make sense, that are challenging emotionally or physically or financially or in any other way, because you've promised to be here for us, with us, in everything. And that in each one of those things, there is your purpose to draw us closer to you, to wean us from the dependence on worldly systems that just fool us anyway, and teach us how to rely and trust on you, in you. So what you've been doing in our midst today, bring to fruit in our lives, fruit of following, fruit of confession, fruit of whatever we need, Lord, to lay things beside you. And Lord, bind us together. Help us to be better together because we submit to you and to one another in this vertical relationship you've made with us so that we can have this horizontal relationship with one another. And may we be particularly tuned into seeing the witness of the glory and goodness of you in all the things that will be around, outside and inside, with family and friends, or alone, or however that works out. And may the praises continue. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. And before